Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to The Remote Life. My name is Han Talbot, also known as Handmaid's World, and today we'll be chatting with Darcy Alexander. Originally from the UK, she is a health journalist who has moved to Barbados with the help of the Welcome Stamp Visa. In this episode, we will be talking more about the Welcome Stamp Visa process, as well as Darcy's experiences of island life, and other things you may want to know before you make the move to Barbados. So grab a coffee, a tea, or something stronger, and let's get started. Darcy, welcome to our podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We're sat in your beautiful home, so thank you for hosting us.
You're very welcome.
This is amazing. So yeah, let's dive straight in. Tell us about you and your remote life journey so far.
So I kind of fell into it accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into professional sport, and I moved to Germany. And I was playing because women in sport don't get paid. So I then started working for a German company. And my dad was already out here, so I was coming to visit him. And it was end of February 2020. And I was working remotely because at the time you could have a couple of days off a week if you wanted to work from home.
Amazing.
Which served me well because I had so much laundry on the weekends. I played so much sport. So I came out here for holiday, and then I was really lucky. My boss at the time had got fired the week that I left.
Right.
So I kind of was like, I don't really need anybody to sign off on if I stay an extra week. So I was here, and COVID was kind of declared. And I was like, I reckon this will last a couple of weeks. It'd be great if I was out here rather than back in Germany. So I kind of said to my team, well, there's no boss, so I'll be online, I'll be working, but I'm like 5 hours behind you. Loop me in whenever you need me. Carried on working, and then it just started to dissipate. The team started to get let go because I worked in the cruise industry, so it was tourism. And so then next thing I know, it was kind of me and one other SEO manager.
Cool.
And ended up rescuing Lainey and 2 other cats. And then life just started to build. And then, it was totally unintentional and accidental. And it just fell into what was supposed to be.
I can understand why. In less than 24 hours, I can understand already why you love it so much. Can you talk a bit more about the island and why? I mean, have you traveled to other islands?
Caribbean.
Okay, so actually, no.
Okay.
Which makes me really sad because coming from Europe, we can travel around somewhat inexpensively. And over here it costs a fortune to fly to other islands. Nice. There was a discussion that they would have like a ferry that would take you around, which would be great, but the problem is, I've heard, to do with the ports and the fees to get there. But it wouldn't take very long. It'd be a couple of hours to get between the islands. The only place I have been technically in the Caribbean is Puerto Rico, because I ended up competing for Barbados for weightlifting. So last year, I traveled through Trinidad to get to Puerto Rico. And so that's the only other places. I'd love to go to Dominica and St. Lucia and other places.
I'm curious, I think when people think, oh, I love the Caribbean lifestyle, what does that mean to you? Or like, is there anything about Barbados specifically that you think that encapsulates Caribbean lifestyle?
Culture. Fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And I say culture quite specifically because people like to kind of put Brits down and say we don't have culture. We have a lot of culture. Mm. For example, our humour is top tier. Yeah. The culture here is rich. It's colourful. It's vibrant. Music is everywhere. Art is everywhere. Food is everywhere. And if you ingrain yourself to the ground with that, you will feel it everywhere you go. Mm. If that makes sense.
I think just the people listening, how would you describe that? So is that in, let's say, for me, culture, for example, would be like food, it'd be dance, it would be like the different traditions. What would you say specifically in Barbados like that is to you? Like...
Okay, so if we take colour, for example. If you drive around, and you might have seen already chattel houses, like the traditional houses, they're bright. They're very, very colourful. Clothes are also colourful.
Mm.
And then obviously crop over, and we're coming into crop over season, it is so ingrained within culture here. Music, dance, it's all part of the festival that celebrates the history. But the other thing I love the most is it is such a complex history, obviously, with slavery.
Yeah.
I love the way that Bajans embrace it in a way that it doesn't define them, if that makes sense. Mm. This is our history, but this is how we celebrate it. So we have freedom. When you watch Crop Over and you think about actually the history behind Crop Over, it's kind of dark. But the way that it's celebrated today is a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whenever you can make something terrible into something beautiful, I think that's culturally very rich.
Mm. I think it's a really cool way of looking at it. That's amazing. When it comes to specific spots, for example, for Crop Over or Suze, are there any places that you think people have got to visit to get that real culture?
Okay, so I have a slightly different opinion because my life is sport, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you want to truly understand the essence of a Bajan, you have to go where they are. And if you go through sport, you're going to meet locals. A big food is like a Sunday meal, like a Sunday roast we would have.
Mm.
But it's very like family orientated. And you would go to what they call a rum shop, which is our equivalent of like a pub.
Mm.
If I had to pick one, I don't think I could. They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
What I like, though, is you can choose. You can choose if you want to go for something more affordable, more local, or you can go to something on the beach side and it's more upmarket. You can choose what kind of experience you want to have that day.
That's amazing. Is there anything that you think people would be surprised to know about Barbados?
The East Coast. I have friends that come and visit, and in particular, I have a friend from school and they tend to come over every year. And obviously, because I'm here, they're like, hey, Darcy, let's go. Like, can you take us out and do whatever? And it normally ends up being like a hike. And if you come on holiday here, you'll go on the West Coast or the South Coast and you'll be by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll do the traditional paradise kind of experience. You don't really leave the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When you take them out of the coast and you bring them inland to like up here, they are so surprised to see how luscious and beautiful it is. And if you go to the East Coast, it's like a next level of that. So if you go for a hike on Chalky Mount, for example, some of those views are sensational. Because Barbados is known for being flat.
Mm.
But actually, the East Coast is pretty rocky.
No.
It's a mountain.
Okay.
And they are so worthwhile going to visit. On that, Run Barbados, which is like a Barbados marathon, they used to have their marathon on the South Coast, very flat. But then I believe the tourism board were like, actually, we need to showcase our other beautiful side of the island, which is the East Coast. So they then moved the marathon over to the East Coast. So I've heard a lot of people say that when they come over here to run for that, They actually love the fact that it's moved to the East Coast because they're seeing sites they would never have seen on a brochure or advertised traditionally. Yeah.
That's really amazing. I've always been fascinated by history and culture that's not necessarily in a book. And like from what I've gathered from the island, a lot of history is sort of not necessarily in a book or it's all around you. What would you like people to know about Barbados from that perspective that you wouldn't necessarily pick up on, say, Wikipedia or a mainstream website?
What would I like people to know? The way that people talk about history here is very matter of fact. And so there's been a couple of times where, for example, there's a couple of laws and rules in Barbados where you can't build on certain plots of land, either to preserve turtles or the beach has to be publicly accessible to everybody. You can't have a private beach and slave burial sites. And if you go into Bridgetown, you can actually see, like, there's lots of memorials and statues and stuff that tell you about the history. It's prevalent everywhere you go. And you would have driven past the Basa-Basa roundabout with the slave, like, breaking free from the chains. I would urge anybody that comes here, learn about it, understand it, because Bajans know. They're taught this in school. They're not taught, like, we're taught World War II. They're taught about slavery.
Mm.
So understand their culture and then you can know what they're talking about and what they're referring to.
Mm.
And you can also understand their cultural beliefs and behaviours are ingrained in that.
I do think it's so important to understand the different layers.
Yeah.
As a visitor as well.
I think you run the risk if you don't understand it, you become ignorant and therefore you don't integrate in the same way.
Is there anything that you maybe wish you had known before you moved out or?
Yeah. There's one thing I want people to know, which is there are incredible athletes and artists in Barbados. And because it's a relatively small place, they don't get the recognition they deserve. Right. Take Rihanna. She's globally one of the best artists in the world, but she's not the only one. And in terms of athletes, there is so much potential here. And if anybody sees this and they think, you know what, I'm a coach or I want to start a sport club of any kind, the talent is here. What lacking is organization and the framework. But if you come here, you can experience so many enriching relationships and communities if you involve yourself in other things than the beach. So I actually haven't been to the beach for maybe 3 months. Every weekend I play hockey or I'm weightlifting, I play netball, there's hike, there's tennis, is huge, golf's massive. So there's so much opportunity and Barbados is more than just, you know, sunbathing. There's a whole lifestyle. Everything that you could do back in England, Ireland, America, you can do here. It's just in the sun this time. But in order to integrate seamlessly, you have to understand the culture of the place, which you can learn pretty quickly if you just stay open to it.
How would you say people go about finding them? I'm hearing that people go to sporting events, people go in Facebook groups. How would you say that is the best way for people to start?
This is a huge problem.
Okay.
It's one that I'd love to help tackle. Well, there is no centralized place to get information. Unfortunately, a lot of it comes from Instagram. So for me, because I'm involved in Instagram, I'll know what's going on. So we went and watched West Indies women play South Africa women cricket last weekend, which was incredible. And it was free to just go and sit and watch. I only know about that because of Instagram. So you have to be kind of clued in at the moment or know someone who knows. So I have Bajans ask me because I love sport and I love community. They'll be like, hey, when's the next football game on? And I'm like, let me go and find it for you. So it's taken me 5 years to build that.
Right.
But if there was a way to help people to find it easier, then I would absolutely love to help find it or whatever. But just look for it. It's not too hard. Just ask the right questions on the right platform.
We didn't actually talk about like what it is you do for work. Do you want to quickly tell people what it is you actually do? Because obviously we've been talking about content. I'm going, you know, because you're doing the content thing. So do you want to quickly tell people what it is you do?
Sure. So I'm a health journalist and I have a platform where I've spent the last couple of years trying to build an authority in the space of health and well-being. And I write articles that are deep dive, they're longer form, deep dives into current trends in health and wellness. I have a very straightforward approach to health. It doesn't have to be complicated. And if people had access to clear, accurate information that they know that they can trust, then I think we'd be making better decisions. I'm trying to provide a space for that. And then locally, I'm trying to interview and talk to people doing cool shit. So it's, if you've done something that helps your community or you're involved in your community in any way, with ideally a health angle, but that can also be mental health, physical health, spiritual health, because that's another thing. Barbados is very spiritual. And again, if you understand the history, you understand why it's so spiritual. Anybody that has a voice in that space, and I just want to give them the platform to speak, because that's the thing that a lot of people don't have. They have amazing things to say and nowhere to say it.
I could keep going, but I'm very wary of the time. And honestly, this is just so, like, the juicy stuff that I'm so into. But just before we finish, a couple last questions. Coffee spot.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, no. Okay, my bad.
And I would say I'd give you a tea spot, but honestly, that's a gap. If someone is into tea and they want to come and do tea, because obviously being British, I love my tea.
Yeah.
So I can't answer that one.
That's different. Okay. Do you have any places that you like to work from that aren't?
Any other
great setup here?
Yeah. Do you know, there's a new space opening literally across the road, which I'm very excited for, called W Plaza. Mm-hmm. And it's got like a cinema, a big gym coming in there, lots of restaurants, and it's a really nice finish. Mm-hmm. It's nice over there. You get like a tunnel of breeze as well. It's all about breeze and temperature regulation.
Yeah. Okay. And then any favorite sporting events that people need to know about?
Oh, God. So
top two. Cool, three, yeah.
So for me, obviously weightlifting, this is my sport now. Annually, there's an event, I think it's November time, where it's like the Caribbean Olympic weightlifting event. So we host that here. There's also something that I haven't mentioned, which is actually what was my path into finding a community here. It's an event called the Bar Race, the Barbados Adventure Race. And it's anybody of any ability, and it's an obstacle race. And through there, I found my family and my home, which then introduced me to other sports and other sports. And that is for anybody. They do loads of different events, races, runs. And even if you don't want to compete, you can just do the training. But every year there is that. There's the bar race. And that is so fun to watch and to participate in.
Mm.
So I would recommend that. Cricket's huge.
Wait, in a couple of days, yep.
Yeah. Football is also really good. And track. Yeah.
So plenty to choose from.
There's so much sport here. No one knows about it. Which makes me sad.
Yeah, we've got to talk more about that. Final question. Fill in the blank. Home as well.
When the dogs are.
Who are currently on the sofa with us. Darcy, thank you so much. It's been amazing to chat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Remote Life. And thank you, Darcy, for taking the time to speak with us. Thank you also, Barbados Tourism, for having us on the island. You can find links to their profiles below. Thank you so much again for listening. And we can't wait to remote work with you again soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger, Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.